Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name's Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And we are here for part three of our Countdown to Christmas Shape-Up series. Are you excited, Amanda?
Obviously. I love chatting with you, and I love chatting about, especially today's topic. I love talking about all topics when it comes to health and fitness and wellness, but today's topic is something that is like near and dear to my heart, as you know, because it's all about intentions and mindset. And this is the kind of stuff that I think is like the game changer.
Oh, me too. And this is why I love it when we talk about this stuff too, because I always think it's kind of the last thing to shift for people. And that's why it's always, even though it should be the first, which we're going to...
I was just going to say that it's funny that you say that it's always the last, because it should be the first thing. Because it's like, if you don't shift your mind, you'll never be able to stick to the routine. You'll never be able to think of food as fuel as opposed to like a punishment for having to give up something. Like, it's all mindset.
Exactly. But then it's kind of like, sometimes I find the mindset can shift in the action of doing. So it gets a little... Mm-hmm. A little crazy, but that's why even in this Countdown to Christmas Shape Up series, what we ended up doing was, it was three parts. So if you haven't listened to part one and part two, please go back and do, because we shared a ton of awesome information. So the first one, we focused on fitness, and some really awesome, a really awesome simple fitness trick that you can do each week just to maximize your fat burning. Then we talked about nutrition in the second one. So again, nutrition tips. We're trying to keep it one simple habit that you could just adapt daily that's not going to totally uproar your life to get you in a consistent routine heading into Christmas. And then the last thing, of course, we want to do is talk about the mindset portion, because it's just as important. And I always think that a lot of people, when it comes to, you know, weight loss goals, fitness goals, any health goals, they really overlook the mindset piece.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, what does it have to do with anything?
I agree, because I just think, you know, okay, well, if I'm going to eat my broccoli and chicken, and I'm going to do my workouts, and I'm going to have my green smoothies, and that's enough. And physically, it will probably be enough, but from a longevity standpoint, from a lifestyle standpoint, that's not enough. That's where the mindset, I believe, comes into play, because once you, you know, shift your mindset from like maybe your immediate goal of like, I want to lose 10 pounds, and you shift it to, I want to live a healthier lifestyle, everything else comes with so much more ease.
Well, and the reality is too, is that, you know, your thoughts, they drive your beliefs, and your beliefs drive your actions. Whereas a lot of people, you know, they think their actions, if they change their actions, they're going to be able to change their beliefs and their thoughts. But it doesn't work that way. You've always got to go back to, because whatever you're thinking is what you are creating in your life. And this is something I've been super passionate about lately, and really diving into my own self-work and reading a lot of different books, which I'm going to talk about in a bit. But read a lot of different books, trying to get over some of my mental blocks, because I have them too, you know, and I see it. I see it in you know, things that I have a reaction to, or, you know, things that I say I want but I don't have in my life. Mm-hmm. And that's something that it always starts, though, with what you think and what you believe. And there was an exercise, actually, in one of these books that was cool. It was saying how if you want to know what your current belief system is, and they were talking about specifically about money, but if you want to know what your current belief system is about money or about love, just take a step back and just look at your current bank account, or look at your current dating situation. And it was so interesting, because I was like, oh my gosh, like, it was like one of those aha moments. Cause it's like, look at that current situation. And if you are constantly dating emotionally unavailable people, let's say, or if you're constantly broke, you know, that's tied into your belief system. So now it's digging a bit deeper. Where does that belief system come from? Why do I believe I should only date emotionally unavailable people? Or why do I believe that I'm always going to be broke, or whatever it is? And then you can kind of work your way back and reprogram the stories.
Mm-hmm. And so tying that into like health and wellness, it's the same sort of principles. It's the same sort of principles of, if you're constantly thinking, I always, you know, you're always struggling to lose that last 10 pounds. Well, why is that the case? Like, if you look deeper, or if you feel like you're never reaching your goals? Are you maybe, you know, not setting proper goals? Are you not actually being, are you not even recognizing that you are achieving certain goals and milestones? You know what I mean? Like, it's all about like really looking at what it is that you're doing, or are your actions that you're doing not supporting what your goals really are?
Well, and usually what ends up happening is your actions aren't supporting what you say, what you think your goals are,
yeah,
because you haven't changed your belief system, right? Like, yeah, even though you're saying like, I want to like be healthy, I want to lose 10 pounds, I want to fit into this outfit, but then in your core belief system, you think, I'm not good enough to, you know, or maybe you're like, oh, that could bring about a lot of attention, and I don't like attention. So a lot of times, again, we keep self-sabotaging, not knowing, because we're like, no, but I said I want to lose 10 pounds. Why am I still skipping workouts? Why am I eating cake? Well, it's probably because your subconscious mind is saying, no, we don't want to change. We want to stay the same. So there's some really cool things.
And probably also because cake is really delicious.
Well, and cake is delicious. And depending on what kind of cake it is, like, I don't care how many calories are in it, I'll eat the whole damn thing. But this is where I think it's cool today, because what we're going to talk about is, so for part three of our Countdown to Christmas Shape Up series, like we said, we're talking about mindset in this one. So what we want you to do is sit down and figure out one thing you want to create in your life. Not that you necessarily want to change, that you want to create. And that could be that you want to create a healthier lifestyle. You want to create an amazing partner. You want to create, you know, a bank account that's super full. And then we want you to set the intention and say it every day for 5 days. So if you have no idea, you're like, what do you mean? What the heck is an intention? Amanda, do you want to explain what an intention is?
Well, yeah. I mean, an intention is like basically just like a very specific, very clear sort of idea of exactly what, you know, like it's almost like a statement, like a truth statement to yourself. It's almost like saying, as opposed to saying like, oh, I hope I can do this, I hope my bank account, an intention is like, my intent is to do everything in my power to reach this goal. So so your intention essentially is whatever it is that your end goal is that you want, you are making a statement of truth to yourself that says, this is what I'm going to do to end up with that end goal.
Well, and the thing,
the present tense too, that's really important.
Yeah. And we'll get into that. So like, even if you look at like, so I pulled the definition from the dictionary, because I was like, okay, what exactly is the definition of an intention? It says the thing that you plan to do or achieve, an aim or purpose, mm-hmm, which is exactly what you said. Like it's a very clear statement.
Mine's in a very common.
No, yours is in normal language. This is very dry. Like the thing that you plan to do, but it's like, it's that statement. It's that intention that is a clear, like when you make an intention, you're basically telling the universe that this is where you want to focus your energy, and this is where you want things to shift. And it's like, it brings it into your focus every single day too. When you start to say these intentions, that you can actually create them in your life. You know, and that's where all goal setting comes from. That's where all of these, you know, even meditating, all these things bring you back to the focus of today and keep you aligned with what it is you want to achieve. Because you can't achieve something if you're like, oh, you know, I want to make $1 million, but I'm just going to lay it in my backyard for the next year. You know what I mean? Like, you've got to align your actions with your intention.
Well, no, and that's a really good point, I think. And I'd like to just like elaborate on that for just a second, because I think that a lot of times people get caught up in the idea of like, you know, in terms of like positive context and all that kind of stuff. Like, it is amazing if you are thinking in a positive way, if you are setting intentions, if you are saying out loud to yourself, like, I want to make $1 million, but your actions have to support that. And that's the one thing, like, I always think of like The Secret and how, you know, they say like, well, if you think it, or if you believe it, you can achieve it. If you think about it, you'll create it, you'll manifest it. But it's not that it's like some magical sort of voodoo stuff that's happening where you're just like, I'm going to think about $1 million and then eventually it's going to show up. It's like, I'm thinking about it so much that my actions are supporting that thought process to then create that action to get to my end result. So don't think that it's just because I'm like wishing and hoping that it's going to happen. You still have to do the work in order to get to that place.
Oh yeah. Like there's been a million times I'm like, I wish there was a sundae in my house right now. I wish there was an ice cream sundae. And then like, there's no ice cream sundae coming. Like that's not, you know what I mean? Like it's exactly that. Like it's like anything to do with this type of like manifestation, intentions, all of these things. Exactly. It's like, you got, the first step is clarity. You got to get super clear. So these are kind of the steps too. So anyone listening, this is the steps. If you've never done this before, the first thing you want to do is get clear on what it is that you want. So we're asking you to think of one thing that you want in your life, that you want to create in your life. And
think about something big, like go big on it. Like think about something that you want so bad that you just, you're like, oh my gosh, if I have this, it will be so rewarding, so fulfilling, so exciting. Like go big. Everyone always thinks of small things at the beginning. I say go big.
Well, I know. And make sure it's
something small.
And make sure it's something that you really want. You know what I mean? Like, don't just be like, mm-hmm. because you think you should want it because everybody else wants it. Like I've done it a million times that you don't even realize how, like, you know, how much you're influenced by outside stuff. But like, if you get clear on it, but also you've got to be specific, right? Like you can't just say like, I want more money, or I want, I want a husband, or I want a six pack.
Yeah.
Like get specific on when do you want it by? How much do you want? Like you've got it, like almost start to think of it like a person, or, well, if it is a person that you're wanting to create, or if it is money, think about like, okay, I want to make $1 million by May 1st, 2018. I want $1 million, which for some people that might seem like, oh my God, that's insane. But like Amanda said, go big. Why not?
Yeah.
But like, I want to create $1 million.
Short.
And then also think about what you want. Why do you want that $1 million? Well, because you want to, you know, invest it in building a naturopathic clinic that you are going to bring hundreds of people into. Like, what do you want to use that money with? So you create an entire life and story around this specific thing that you want. So get really specific. So that's step number one. Mm-hmm. Amanda, you know step number two about what kind of language do we use?
So the language is all about staying really positive and staying really present. You have to say it and think it and feel it and write it down and whatever, however you are setting your intention, you have to do it in present tense like you already have it. So it's almost like you'd be like, not saying like, I have $1 million if your intention is to have, you know, to make $1 million, but it's like, I will make $1 million by March 1st, as opposed to like, I really hope I can, you know what I mean? Like it's a very different way of,
or I want, that's what I hear a lot of people say.
Yeah,
I want,
yeah. I want a healthy body. I want a healthy lifestyle. I want, you know, a baby.
But that's where it's interesting. Cause the body ends up saying like that actually translates in the body into lack. Like we hear the word want as not a good thing. We hear it as I'm lacking this in my life. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's this weird, like, so.
And it almost feeds more negativity into like your intention. So
exactly.
Like, so instead what you need to do is you shift it and you say, you know, like I choose to have, a new job, or I choose to have a partner that is supportive, or something along those lines, whatever the case may be. But for me personally, I like to think of it as like, I will. I make it very like a very clear statement of like, I will make $1 million by March 1st. I will achieve my goal by this time. Like I make it very definitive for myself. So there's no wishy-washiness. There's no gray area. It's very much like, it's a very powerful statement to say like, I will do this.
Well, and that's where I kind of like balance two different things with that. I do the same thing. Like I'll be like, I will achieve this by this date. Very clear. I will make this amount of money. This is what I'm going to do with it. This is blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But then, and then I use affirmations too, which are also in the present to keep the, like, keep your frequency high. Cause you know, when you're operating at a higher frequency, which comes from positivity and gratitude and all those things, if you are ever feeling like you're a low frequency, just get into like saying five things you're thankful for and it will change your frequency right there. But what I do is then I use affirmations that are present to then help support, you know what I mean, what my goal is. So I will make $1 million And then I will say my affirmation. I am abundant financially. Money flows into my bank account and money flows out for productive things. So I say it in a very present tense. That's just an example. I just made that up actually. But that's something that I would say if I wanted to have a lot of money. Same thing as like, we have our Fit Chicks challenge group. So it's an online 8-week transformation challenge where we focus on fitness, nutrition, but a huge part we're focusing on is on mindset. And every week we have different focuses, like goals we're trying to achieve each week. One of them is always to do with fitness and nutrition, but one of them is always to do with a mindset goal. And this week I had everybody saying out loud to another person, because I asked, I said, who here would say, I am an active person, I am fit? And, you know, so many people said, no, I don't feel comfortable saying that. I'm like, but you need to believe you are if you want to be this for the long term. So my homework for them was to tell somebody else out loud, not just say it to themselves, but to tell other, like somebody else in their inner circle, you know what? I just want to tell you, I am an active person and I lift weights and I'm fit. And I know it's going to feel uncomfortable, but it's getting to that. This is who I am right now. Even if you don't feel like you feel like you should have a six pack to be able to say that to somebody else, which is BS. But yeah. To get in that mindset of like, yes, I am active. Like, cause they're working out 5 days a week. They're focused on their fitness and nutrition. You know, like,
you know, what's funny though, is like whenever I'm tasked with something like that, I'm like a super spaz. Like I literally would be like running around just saying it to like strangers. I'd be like, hey, I'm an active person. Like I can't hold stuff in. Like when I know that I'm tasked to do something, it's like, I got to do it. Like, and I got to do it now. And I got to go extreme with it. I don't know why I'm like that. It's so weird. I can't hold back when I have like a positive, like a very positive statement or even like a very like specific task or statement that I have to say out loud. I've always been that way. But I can just imagine. I'm just imagining people running around being like,
you know. No, because it's game changing. And it's like, you know, we've had other exercises of doing of, feel like reaching out to other people like and giving random acts of support. But it's funny because it's so easy to do that to somebody else, but it's so hard to do it to yourself. It's so hard to support yourself and love yourself. But that's where that inner work comes in. We're talking about the beginning of going back to reprogramming your beliefs, because those beliefs have been there for such a long time that you believe that you're unhealthy. You believe you're ugly. You believe you're fat. You believe these things that usually come back to childhood. And when you start doing this work, of course, it's the first time doing it, and you're going to freak out. You might cry. You might get angry. You might feel like a total idiot. It's normal because you're trying to reprogram something that's been there for such a long time, you know? Mm-hmm. But that's so important. So like we're saying, get clear on what you want. So this is the one thing that you want. Get clear on it, get specific. So write down the date that you want to do it by. If it's, for example, money, how much money? If it's, you know, a fitness goal, what do you want to achieve? Like write down so specifically and what you're going to do with that achievement to make it into a story. Then you're going to keep it in the present tense, like Amanda was saying, talk about like, I will, I am. And then the key to it now is once you've done that work is to start to actually practice it. And that's why we're saying we want you to do this at least for 5 days. And that means you could do it in a couple of different ways. So I'm going to talk about how I would do it. And then, Amanda, if you want to talk about how you would do it, but what I would do is for me, I would write it out in a journal, because for me, a visual something, like have it written down to read every morning when I wake up, because that's when obviously when after sleeping is when your subconscious is most open. So I'd read it when I wake up and I'd read it right before I go to bed. But I also would read it and say it out loud. So as I'm reading it, I would say it out loud. So I am a fit, amazing, hot superstar of my life. And I would say that out loud. And that obviously is exactly what my mantra is. But I would say that, I would say that out loud. And I actually know some people too, who they don't like reading it. They actually recorded their own voice just like on their phone, their memo phone, and they play it back to themselves.
Yeah.
Which was
that totally works. Well, cool. I think it depends on the type of person that you are, the type of learner that you are, right? Because if you're somebody who really resonates with like audio, so if sound and like voice is really what kind of resonates with you, then that would totally make sense. Versus if you're a visual person, writing it down and reading it over and over again, it will start becoming more ingrained in your brain, right? Or if you're someone who's like a physical learner, maybe the act of actually doing something active towards it or physically having some sort of like physical thing that you do that you attach to that statement would make more sense.
Yeah, like some people, they love vision boards and stuff for this type mm-hmm. of thing because they like the visual picture. Mm-hmm. Some people resonate more with the words, but that's what I would do. I'd read it in the morning, literally like while I'm brushing my teeth, and then at night, just leave it by my bed right before I go to bed and then read it again.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that would be mine.
For me, I don't actually like using a journal anymore. I used to journal everything down, and I used to have all my intentions written down in a journal and everything else. And I actually found that it created a lot of anxiety for me, which is interesting. Writing stuff down, it made me feel really anxious and really uncomfortable. And I think it's because of the permanency of like having something written down that was like, I felt like it was too revealing for me almost. Like, I don't know. I'm just very protective of a lot of things about myself personally. And I know that that's stuff I'm working through, but it almost made me feel like if I wrote it down and then what if somebody else saw it? Or what if, you know, I read it back and it wasn't true anymore or anything like that. It made me really uncomfortable. So I stopped doing anything writing down. And I basically, I meditate on my intentions. So, and I personally always have big intentions, like greater intentions. And I do have goals. Like I do have a goal, a specific goal, like for our business, for example, that I have taped up on right in front of my desk. It's the only thing that's in front of my face. So every time I look up from my computer, it's like, that's my goal, you know? And so I see it and I constantly read it. But when it comes to personal stuff, I don't write it down. I meditate on it, in the mornings. And then I remind myself of the things throughout the day. So I try to continuously remind myself of the things that I'm grateful for, stay in present tense, say things out loud that are supporting that. So if I ever catch myself saying something that is, you know, counterintuitive to what it is that my goal is, I will try to catch myself in that statement. But I mean, what I'm talking about though is something that takes a lot of practice, right? So when I say that, you know, it's something where I try to catch myself talking negatively and I try to stop it or replace it with positive context or things like that, that's a practice and that's an ongoing practice. That's not something that just comes naturally every day. Like I'm just, you know, always able to be really mindful. It's a mindfulness practice. And so that comes from constantly doing the work, constantly setting intentions, constantly being like hyper aware to like what it is that I'm thinking, what it is that I'm saying, and is what I'm doing serving me and serving my purpose? And that's my other question that I always ask myself before I do something, before I even try to set an intention for something, is how will this serve me? And if it doesn't serve me, or if it doesn't serve the greater purpose or the greater good in terms of what my end goals are, then I don't do it, or at least I try not to do it. And that's sort of my routine, I guess, is just sort of going through that process as opposed to, like I said, as opposed to writing it down, because that kind of gives me a little bit of anxiety. This allows for me to have that ability to kind of still set my intentions, be super clear. I just have to be, I think, a little bit more aware on a day-to-day basis because it's not written down. I have to make sure that I'm still reminding myself and being mindful of it.
No, for sure. And that's where, just for anyone who is obviously new to this, we actually put together our Countdown to Christmas Shape Up Guide, which goes through all three of our healthy habits we want you to incorporate. So we're going to have a step-by-step of how to write out your intention for this. So it's going to be a lot easier instead of listening to this and jotting it down. You can write it down and then you can find a way that works for you. But just to go over again, you want to be clear, you want to be specific. Make it as real as possible. Make that situation like you could actually see it in your mind, what it looks like. Then keep it present, and then make sure for 5 days that you are reading over it or meditating on it. There's some really cool apps. If you don't meditate, Headspace is one that you can search in the App Store or Google Store. And they have a free like 10-day trial to kind of see if you like it, and then you can upgrade to paid meditation. But if you're someone who's new to meditating, I use it because I'm terrible at meditation. So it's like a guide.
You can never be terrible. That's not the right way of saying it.
Well, no, my brain just goes too like crazy whenever I try to slow it down. So Headspace is a really good one just to get you into that kind of zone. And then of course, just keeping things positive. So as soon as you feel like you're getting into a negative space, even around your intention or anything, mm-hmm. just even stop, drop, and five gratitude, and it will just keep your frequency high. Because just always remember, we want a high frequency, not negativity and gossiping and being bitchy and complaining. That's all low frequency. High frequency is thankfulness, it's compliments, it's doing things that make you happy, doing things that make other people happy. And that's where you're going to create your best life, is when you're operating at that higher frequency. So we want to make sure we're staying there and doing all the positive things that keep us in that box.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And that serve you and that serve other people in the big picture of things.
Exactly. So make sure you go to fitchicks.com/countdown and download this awesome book. There's a recipe in there for our nutrition tip. There's workouts in there for our fitness tip. And then there's how to set your intention. So you can write it out and read it every day, or you can meditate on it, as well as links to the apps and things like that. So we're going to wrap this up. So, awesome. This is always my favorite topic. I wish we could just talk about this all the time. But if anyone...
I almost feel like we should start a separate blog just talking about this kind of stuff.
I know. But if anyone out there has any ideas of things you want to hear about, or if you want to hear about more of this, of course, email us at info@fitchicks.ca. You can also hit us up on our Facebook page at FitChicks Bootcamp or at FitChicks Academy Programs. And again, download this at fitchicks.com/countdown. So you can actually follow along at home.
Awesome.
Okay, everybody, have an amazing day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.